I want to like show everybody that snowboarding is a fun thing to do and that you don't need to be good, that you don't have to do like any crazy tricks. Just go out there with some friends and, you know, drink a beer, like do a couple laps, like enjoy yourself. Like snowboarding is fun.
Yeah.
Layers, the unintentional culture of snowboarding by Nitro Snowboards. For our new movie, Layers, we interviewed important people and personalities that contribute to the global community of snowboarding. And since most of these interviews were too long to show in the documentary, and they were so interesting, we created this podcast so you can enjoy them in full length. So strap in and let's go. Now let's jump straight into the episode with Lucas Baum, a.k.a. Young Dolly.
Young Dolly.
What's good?
Check it out.
Look at the drip.
How am I looking?
You're looking pretty as fuck.
Dude. These pants are sick.
Dude, he's sick.
I like the clothing. Good to see you, man.
How you doing?
Oh, good.
No hugs?
No hugs.
No, it's Corona season.
Little hug over the counter.
Yeah.
Good to see you, my man.
Yeah? How you doing?
Oh, good.
Oh, good. Nice.
Is that your drink? Where's my drink, dude?
Yo, I don't know, bro. I gotta make you one?
I wanna drink sexy, dude.
What do you want?
Dude, you know what's good.
The twerk juice, okay.
You know what's a good.
Yeah, yeah. Let me work on the twerk juice.
Yeah. But nothing too crazy.
Okay. No, it's not crazy. You good.
What's your favorite drink?
I'm working on a sexy body right now, so I'm drinking vodka lemons. No, vodka
sexy
soda.
Body.
Vodka soda, yeah.
You got a sexy body.
Holy shit. What do I need again? Oh, shit. Okay. Twerk juice, bro. I need some cranberry juice.
Some bitter lemon. These guys are pro.
Cranberry juice?
But you liking my style? What do you think?
You're
looking sexy, dude. Sexual.
And what else do we need? Some gin. Do we have an open bottle? Dude. No, we don't.
Dude, when I first got to ride for Nitro, like, my pants were fucking huge. And people didn't know my name, so they started calling me Ass Man.
Really?
My pants were long, like, hanging super low.
Yeah.
I feel like Ass Man right now.
Oh,
like,
shit.
In a good way, dude. Yeah. That's not a bad thing, you know? I'm the drink sexy Ass Man, you know?
Shout out Ass Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we good? We good. Here we go.
But I gotta loosen up a little bit, you know?
It's, yeah, yeah, me okay. Too, bro.
I'm nervous.
Been drinking all day.
Talking to you, I get nervous, you know? Yeah. You're talking to Ass Man, you know? It's like, there's always danger.
Oh, shit. And we got all these people watching. Servus!
This place just seems smaller when there's, like, no people.
You think it's smaller when? Yeah, of course.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's packed, it's like...
And when you're drunk, you just kind of like, what is this
You
place?
Can't even walk through because shit's so packed.
How did you get your logo on the wall? Like, what's the story behind that?
I don't... It's like Riders Hotel, we're down, and yeah, I was like, why not put this fucking neon light? And they were like, let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And now we got the special menu, bro. You choose.
Ooh! Fucking drink six.
I choose.
Bro. Come film this. This is the shit.
The special.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gotta go with the specials.
Can I have the sexy body?
You want a sexy body? Really?
No, actually, what?
I want to make you a twerk juice, though.
Okay.
You try.
Okay.
If you don't like, I'll make another one.
Okay.
You know? Let's get you a little fucked up then, you know?
Yeah.
Put some little ice.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah,
get
dude.
The gin.
Dude, you gotta tell me, what's the story behind Young Dolly? How did you come up with that shit?
Bro, it's not me.
What do you mean it's not you?
It's not, I didn't came up with Young Dolly. Dum Dum did. You
really?
Know Dum Dum?
Yeah, I know Dum Dum, of course.
Fucking. Because, bro, it's a long story, but...
I got time.
Okay,
got
me
time.
Too.
Yeah.
Make you drink first. Let me settle in. Twerk juice, I twerk juice. Cranberry, of course.
Yeah.
Make it a little wet.
Yeah, don't make it too strong, you know?
Wow.
Wow.
I'm dripping everywhere.
Fuck it.
And then a little bitter lemon.
A little bitter lemon, huh? And then what's the alcohol in there, man?
It's gin. I already put it in. See? It's twerking right here. Yo, wait. You want a lime or a lemon?
Lime.
Yeah, right? I put two.
Cheers.
Cheers. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Now I got a taste.
Oh, yeah. I got a...
It's actually pretty good. Not bad, man.
Yeah. Dude, this shit's so good.
you're a good marketing person. This is so good. Yeah. That was like a commercial. This shit's so good.
Okay, so Young Dolly?
Yeah, tell me about it. It's like...
Okay. So, since I'm young, like, since forever, like, I've always been, like, tripping on random names.
Yep.
And, like, I've been, like, saying, like, stupid shit, like, all over it, all over the time, you know, like, whatever. Like, you say something funny, and then for 2 weeks, I run these funny words all the time. And then we were playing beer pong at my place, and there was, like, this rail for the camera gear.
Yeah.
Which is called a dolly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the dolly track.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what the fuck is this? And they were like, yo, it's called a dolly. Yeah. And then I was like, what the fuck, dolly? Like, and then I've been saying dolly all the time for a while.
Yeah.
And then Dum Dum came in town and he was like, yo, Young Dolly.
Yeah.
And then he kept saying it. And then at some point I was like, fuck it. Let's change my Instagram name to Young Dolly.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And then because like... You used to be in the national team for, like, competing in slalom stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you used to be this competitive person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just switched, like, Young Dolly, and then suddenly I feel like I'm looking at your Instagram, like, fucking, is this for real? At first, I thought it was a joke, like, in a cool way. Like, it just looked so fun, you know? Yeah. But then you just kept doing it, and people started following you, and it's like, no, it's such a big thing, you know? Like, what happened?
I don't know. I wasn't having fun competing anymore.
Yeah.
And it was so stressful for me. I had a few injuries, and then, like, you try to come back, and then it's, like, you got a World Cup in, like, 3 weeks, and you haven't snowboarded for, like, 4 months, and then you got to get straight into it. And I wasn't feeling, like, well with myself. And then I was like, fuck, I can't do it anymore. And then I was like, I'm going to do me for how long I can do, and then I'm going to look for a job in the summer, and fuck it. Just... have fun, you know?
Yeah.
Have fun snowboarding again.
Did you ever think it was going to go this far?
Oh, no, never. It was like, I just quit competing and just have fun with snowboarding for like a year or two because I had a little money saved up.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I'm going to look for a job and do like what my homie does, you know?
Yeah.
Just work in the summer, like party here in the winter and do a little snowboard.
Yeah. So what was the reaction from the audience? Like, from the scratch and what it is now? Like, has it changed?
Oh, like, yeah. Like, everybody were talking shit on me, like, at first. They were like, why would you quit competing? Like, because I was, like, doing pretty good. And they were like, oh, you crazy, you insane. Like, why would you do it? And I was like, yeah, but it's not me. It's not what I like to do.
Yeah.
And nowadays, like, the same people that were talking shit back then, they're like, oh, my God, it's so good. Like, you know? They're like... And then I'm like, yeah, but whatever.
Yeah. So now you feel like you have that freedom that you didn't used to have because you were competing and you were kind of put in this box and you had that pressure for, like, performing on a high level. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could still do that stuff if you wanted to, right?
Yeah, probably. Maybe not as good, but, like, if I would give me, like, 2 weeks, like, ride jumps every day, I probably could do it again.
So if we think about the people that actually follow you on Instagram, are they like all snowboarders or are they just like people that think you're funny or they just think you have the...
That's a good question, actually. I don't know. Probably mainly like they all have something to do with snowboarding, I guess.
Yeah.
Mainly. But maybe now the past few years, maybe I'm reaching like a new audience as well that think maybe they wouldn't snowboard, but then they see my videos and they're like, oh my God, this shit looks so cool, and maybe I'll give it a try, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so I'm like reaching into a new audience. Like, I'm trying to bring people to actually go snowboard, you know? Try.
If I look at your footage, I'm like, fucking, that looks really fun.
Yeah, it's
looks
fun.
Really,
it's like more relatable. Like skate relatable, and I don't know.
So there's probably a lot of people that watch your footage, they're like, fucking, maybe I could go on the hill and try that same stuff, you know? And I think that's really important.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not doing anything, you know, like, crazy. It's like, it's just me having fun, and I'm trying to make it as good as possible, like, good looking, you know? Because I like stylish tricks and...
Yeah. And I think that the way you started, like, editing your Instagram clips, you know, I think that was like something that no one else was doing at the time. I think, feel like a lot of people are biting your style on the way they edit and film stuff as well.
Yeah. But I mean, I bite it from skateboarding, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't like came up with this new way of like doing edits. Just that at that time I was so into skating that I was like, why not do it with snowboarding?
Yeah.
And but nobody was doing it.
Yeah.
So it kind of like blew up, I guess.
Yeah.
At some point.
So who were your heroes when you were growing up, like snowboarding wise, like idols?
Yeah. I mean, Marcus Keller, I mean, Shaun White, and like I had a big poster of you that you signed.
Yeah, I signed it.
Yeah,
where?
At Freestyle CA.
Yeah, sick.
Like this big ass poster, like next to my bed, you know, watching every time I went to sleep.
That's
pretty
crazy.
Yeah, just like, but mainly like stylish, like guys, like you and Keller, and I mean, Shaun White was when I started, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it was just this crazy famous guy. I was like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
He's cool.
And what's your influences these days? I mean, like, you know, just like the way you dress up and like the whole drink sexy thing and the way you ride, like, who do you look up to now?
I mean, it's mainly, again, skateboard based, nothing too crazy into snowboarding. Nowadays, I'm trying to get more involved into snowboarding again because there is like cooler shit that comes out again, I feel like.
Yeah.
But for a while, I wasn't interested in watching snowboard videos anymore.
Yeah.
Because it was like so, like, everybody was doing the same, like, video parts and tricks, and it wasn't like talking to me anymore.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like just watching skate and then get inspiration from skating.
Yeah.
And just have fun with snowboarding and do me and don't really care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you live in Lox. Like, what makes Lox so special to you? Like, why do you want to live here?
I mean, it's the best place in Europe where you can like snowboard, party, have all your friends. It's just like, it's so, yeah, it's the best place for me. Like at this point of my life, what, you know, for a young guy.
Yeah.
Kinda.
How long have you been here?
I've been coming here since I'm like 13, but I've been living full time here for 2 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how has Lox changed over those years? Like, I mean, like, the park has been progressing probably and stuff, and like also the infrastructure and all this like in town.
Yeah, it's been growing like every year. Like the town got bigger. Like, I mean, Reto is always like trying to push the limits and like to get out of the box and like be better and different than all the other resorts. Yeah. So I mean, it's for me like living here. It's the best because I don't have to worry about having the best snow park every day. I don't have to worry about having Lox pushing like for you know the future in snowboarding.
Yeah.
I can just be here and like do my thing and be involved and party, and now I'm involved with riders, with Lox, doing collabs and just work with them and talking about what I think will be cool and whatnot.
Yeah.
And trying to work in this new fun direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how's the whole community of snowboarding in Lox or all over the place? I mean, like, there's so many different characters. Like, you're one of them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're out there, and then there's, like, the other guys doing stuff, you know? How do you see them to connect and come together, kind of?
I mean, at some point, we all connect when you get drunk and you come down here, you know?
Because,
I mean, that's, like, you can see someone on the mountain and be like, hi, like, but not really, like, know him or, like, don't really like him either.
Yeah.
But then, like, at some point when everybody's drunk in the club, it's like everybody's best friend, and then you see us, you see each other the next day, and then it's like, oh, what's good, homie? Like, everybody's best friend, and I feel like. So, like, the nightlife really brings, like, this kind of where you bond, like, with the homies, kind of. Because, like, on the mountain, like, you go snowboard, everybody got the mask on, like, everybody's training, everybody's doing their stuff.
Yeah.
Very focused, so it's kind of hard to just vibe with everybody on the mountain, I feel like.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad. But
That's actually cool way that you say it. It's like that you actually bond with people in the bar, not on the hill necessarily, you know, I think, because that's part of the snowboarding culture as well. It's not only what happens on the hill, but it's also the lifestyle you represent outside of the hill.
I mean, that's my favorite part, like, to be outside with the team, having dinner, like, drinking beer and, like, not talking about snowboarding, like just having fun, you know?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, of course, snowboarding's cool, but yeah, at some point it's like, well, I've been doing it for like, 15 years already, and I'm like, kind of not losing that passion, but at some point it's like, fuck, I need something, you know, new. And like, because you can't, like, yeah, if you hang with the guys that are in the federation, the most guys, you just have dinner, you talk about tricks, and then you go to sleep, you know. There is nothing, like, that makes me want to be, like, having dinner with them.
Yeah.
But when we have like a team dinner with Nitro, you have you, you have Luda, you have Simon, you have Knut, you know, everybody's just down for a good time, so it's different.
Yeah. So, like, this is a tough question. Like, what does snowboarding mean to you? I mean, like,
yeah.
What makes it so special? Yeah.
I mean, I fell in love with snowboarding since I'm 10, you know, so it's always gonna be like my thing.
Yeah.
And it's what I'm good at, so I'm like, of course I'm gonna keep doing it, and I wanna try to bring snowboarding like to more people and like have more people involved and have like more fashion and more rapping music, fashion, like have more world like come into snowboarding.
Yeah.
And like have skating be part of it, which is fucking dope nowadays, because like every pro skaters now go to Big Bear and like try to snowboard, you know. Yeah. And it's like people like slowly think, I think snowboarding is slowly past like this, like, oh my god, snowboarding is just like competing and that's it. I think now people like can realize that. Me, when I was a kid, I was like, oh my god, snowboarding's looking so dope, you know.
Yeah.
Something like people just no helmet, just hair flying, sunglasses, doing grabs and just don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I can feel slowly nowadays, slowly coming back there at some point, you know.
Yeah.
Not maybe the same, but a little bit.
I think you're a perfect example of like showcasing that there's not only one way to snowboard or only one way to look on the hill, you know. I think you're a perfect example that it's okay to have fun, kind of, you know, like you don't have to take yourself too serious.
Yeah. But that was a difficult thing to do as well, because everybody was telling me like, why are you doing this? Why you are like being a fool? Like you are, you know.
Yeah.
Why the fuck do you do this? It's not the way you do things. And even my parents were like, yeah, well, when I started doing closes, they were like, well, it's never gonna work, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's working so good and they like so proud of me. And it's like,
yeah,
you can actually do it if you don't take it too seriously or, yeah. I feel like you just gotta do what you wanna do at some point.
Yeah.
Not what the snowboard scene wants you to do or.
Yeah.
What people tells you.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, like I mean, it's really hard to stand out these days, you know, if you just had, you know, if you were just normal dude doing those, like, I mean, I think maybe it's also the tricks that you're doing, they're kind of special, you know, a lot of people don't do that stuff, you know, but also the way you dress up and the way you edit your stuff and the way you talk, and I think it's a big mix of, like, putting out your personality, you know, and I think that's really important.
But the thing is, like, I'm the like the first one that's being able to live from snowboarding doing this, you know?
Yeah.
And like everybody else that lives from snowboarding either like films video part or like do contests or like, you know, they have to go crazy and like do all these scary things, and I'm just like here just partying and like filming clips and like doing what I love to do it. So I feel kind of weird, you know, towards the snowboard scene.
Yeah. But I think
because I feel like at some point it's unfair, you know?
Yeah, but it's not unfair. I think when people see that you're doing something that you're enjoying, I think that speaks to a wider audience as well, you know? And the stuff you're doing is relatable, it's fun to watch. I think that's something that inspires people. Like, what is the message you want to, like, bring up, like, through your social media?
I want to show everybody that snowboarding is a fun thing to do and that you don't need to be good, that you don't have to do, like, any crazy tricks. Just go out there with some friends and, you know, drink a beer, like, do a couple laps, like, enjoy yourself. Like, snowboarding is fun.
Yeah. You were a tennis player when you were young, and then you just quit competing in tennis.
Yeah.
I don't think you would have ever made it as a professional. You know, I think this makes snowboarding so special as well. You know, like you quit competing, but there's still like other directions to go to, and you can still live the dream, kind of.
But yeah, back then it was like, if you stop competing, like you have to film a video part.
Yeah.
And I kind of tried that for a year or two, and then I was like, this is like, it's not what I want to do either. So I was like, fuck everything. Like, I'm not going to be a pro snowboarder. I'm not going to like make it as a pro snowboarder. So I was just like being me fully and like enjoying myself like as much as possible.
Yeah.
And like at some point, like started happening, which is now I'm like super grateful, you know. But and I want that for new people coming in, like to be able to look at me and be, oh, I want to take this way, you know.
Yeah.
But there is no way. Right now for people to take this way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Because like, I'm the only one getting paid for doing stuff that I do.
Yeah.
And there is not many, you know?
Yeah. But in the way, I'm sure that's going to inspire other people to kind of like, to believe in themselves and follow their own path and not just like really think what other people think and just do it. I think you're just a perfect example that's possible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Like, let's say, is Lucas and Young Doll, is that the same thing?
I mean,
or is that some sort of like?
No, I mean it's me. You know, it's always gonna be me. Like, fuck. It's just like Young Dolly is like just this. It's hard to explain, but like I'm me all the time. You know.
Yeah.
Like I can be quiet. I can be outgoing. I can be like, you know, going crazy. I can be like, now I'm a business owner, so I gotta, you know, get my shit together at some point. You know, and like. But I can't, it's all me, everything's me.
Yeah, yeah.
There is no Lucas or Young Dog. I mean, it's just a new funny name that I have.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
But that's how people recognize you. You're Young Dolly.
Yeah.
Like, do people even know your real name?
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny and fucked up.
Yeah.
But yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the rappers, dude. You don't know like Lil Uzi Vert's real name or like, you know?
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
But do you get pressure sometimes, like you're producing this like really funny cool content on Instagram?
Yeah.
Do you get pressure about like, okay, I gotta like start like keep creating like similar type of stuff, you know, because people, this is what people are expecting from me?
Not really. Mainly probably the opposite way, because I want to be like a bit more having like more serious like snowboard videos coming out, which we did with Drink Sexy last year, and like I want to be like creating more like dope stuff than just Instagram content. I mean, Instagram content is easy, you know, you go on a hill like, hey, film this, like it's whatever.
Yeah.
Then you put it on. But I want to do like, because now with Drink Sexy, I want to be able to bring like a brand that like speaks to people, and like kind of Supreme is a good example, you know, like you watch these videos and then you get stoked like on a brand, on a skating, on everything.
Yeah.
So what about locks? If you look at locks, you know, they have this like really high performance like locks open, and they also do the Drink Sexy mini pipe jam, you know, like how cool, like, dude, what do you think about that?
Yeah, this is insane. Like, we've been trying to do this event for 3 years now, but with COVID, like, we never did it. But now at this point, it's like, we got to do it. And like, everybody's going to be so stoked on it once like it happens, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's going to be like such like the best feature to ride and like to enjoy, and like everybody can take part and like bring like a good time again in snowboarding for everybody, not just for the pro riders that like, oh, let's go do this contest, you know, and like everybody comes, like have drinks, enjoy the mini pipe, like go get after party here.
Yeah I think
it's like more like a festival vibe, you know, like it's like a good weekend. You come here like you're gonna party, you're gonna snowboard, you're gonna see your friends, you're gonna have the whole whole package.
Is that something like when you grew up snowboarding, like was there events like that like in the past?
Not really. There was a few like rail jams or that I did, but that was not like really the case. But nowadays I'm like in a position where I can do this, you know, like Lux is supporting me. They're like fully behind it, and it's sick.
Yeah.
I can't wait to like show people like these kind of new events, and I can tell you that like if we run it like this year, how it's supposed to run, that like in the next 2-3 years, it's gonna be like we're gonna have a fucking tour, I don't know, like all over the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about like Drink Sexy. So you started your own clothing company, like how did you have, like, where did that idea come from?
Yeah, like I told you, like, the other night at dinner, like, I was always big, like, into fashion and into clothing. And, like, at some points, like, snowboarding brands, like, wasn't doing it for me. Like, the fits, like, the patterns or design, like, I got bored of it, and I was like, fuck, I don't want to wear it anymore. So then we went to China at some point with Nitro, and we were shopping in the mall, and at some point, like, we ran past this little shop where they sold, like, costumes for actually dead people, dead yeah. Chinese people.
Yeah.
But, like, the parodies were so colorful and, like, yeah. so pretty, and I was looking at this, and I was like, wow. Like, imagine, like, making the pants out of this, yeah. like, how cool it would look. And then I tried to, like, those, like, three Chinese guys, like, between, like, that were working at the shop, they were looking at us, like, you know, Europeans in China yeah. in this shitty-ass small kind of, you know, yeah. like, who the fuck are they? Like, what do they want? And I was, like, all smiling, and then I talked to the Chinese guys, and they were like, can they do a pants here?
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh, it's actually for dead people costumes. And like, we can't do this. Yeah. And then after a while, like he tried. And he made it happen.
Yeah.
And then I made a few pants and had to come out with the name. And I was like, because at the time, Surf Sexy was like my thing. Like, because that's what I was saying on Instagram. And I was like, yeah. Elio was like, yeah, use Surf Sexy. And I was like, but kind of lame, you know?
Yeah.
Can't use that. And then I was like, oh, fuck it, let's go with Drink Sexy, because we were partying all the time, and it was kind of, like, more fun.
Yeah.
And more, like, I don't know, maybe better for a clothing name.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then you just, like, made some clothing for yourself, and then yeah, people just started hitting you up, yeah, like, fuck you, yeah. where can I get this uh-huh. stuff?
Yeah. And then I made a few, and then a few more, and then, yeah, shit's starting to be a real business.
Yeah. So what does style mean to you? Like, what is style? How would you just, like, in your life anyways, yeah, like, if you yeah. talk about style in general, yeah. you know, like, maybe it doesn't have to be somewhere.
I think style is very, like, different to everybody. I feel like maybe I think this being stylish, maybe you think this is not his style, you know? Yeah. But, like, I'm trying to, like, I'm doing things that I fucking like, you know, like, yeah. this is, I want to run this. And since people relate to me, then, of course, like, they're going to buy it.
Yeah.
But I do this for me, you know. I'm like, oh, that would be sick. Like, let me make a sample, and then I get the sample, and I'm like stoked on how it looks, how it fits, and then I'm like, fuck it, let's run it. Let's yeah. make a few products.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think style, you really gotta go with your guts and like what you like, and these days it's kind of hard in snowboarding for people that are like kind of thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to find gear that is sick, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, for them.
Yeah. So how do you see snowboarding in general? Is it like to you
yeah.
or how you see it from the outside? Like, is it a sport? Is it a hobby? Is it a lifestyle or a culture? Like, what is it?
I think, like, for outside view, I think it's a sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think nowadays, clearly, like, snowboarding isn't seen as, like, something fun, something like skateboarding, you know. I think it's like Olympics, World Cups, you know, for the outside people. And then for the people that snowboard themselves, they know what they like, they know what they can do, and it's probably more about like a hobby, like, let's go to the mountain, let's go party, let's go snowboard one day and yeah. with your friends and go home, go back to work or back to school. And for me, it's like, it's weird. There's, yeah. I really want to try to bring snowboarding to, like, a new place where people can just be like, oh, shit, this is fun. Like, yeah. I want to do this. I want to go try it.
Yeah.
But since snowboarding is so expensive and so it's not, like, easy for everybody to just go snowboard. So that's kind of a problem, too, I guess.
Yeah.
You want to go snowboard, you got to boot, like, buy boots, like board, bindings, outerwear, goggles, helmet, ski pass, hotel. You know, like, it's not like skating where you just pick a board and right outside your house.
Yeah.
So that's also like maybe a little, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Like, I mean, I think that's one of the best ways for me too, you know, like kind of putting out content from street snowboarding, because I feel like yeah. that's maybe like relatable or that's yeah. actually like accessible for people yeah. as well, because you don't have to go fucking 2 hours to drive yeah. to a ski resort. You don't have yeah. to buy a lift pass. You yeah. just need a board, and then uh-huh. you can hike. It gets yeah. pretty close to skateboarding,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But you gotta be like pretty good already to be able to like hit street spots. That's, yeah, you know. But I feel like in the States with the rope toes and like with all this kind of snowboarding, I think it's much easier to, it's more accessible for everybody.
Yeah. 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 As you said, like you think snowboarding is more of a sport these days. Like, so what's the meaning of a pro rider these days anyways? Like the riders that don't compete necessarily, you know?
Yeah.
And then snowboarding is getting so mainstream anyways. It's like why is there pro riders anymore?
Yeah, I don't really get
it. You don't really get it. But I mean, like, we have a place for the pro riders, but yeah. I'm also questioning the same thing sometimes as well. It's like, are people still buying stuff because we're rocking it?
Uh-huh.
You're a perfect example. Yeah. Like, you had a demand for this clothing company and people are buying, so you understand.
Yeah.
Like, you are kind of the market, you know?
Yeah, I think, of course, there is always going to be, like, a few people that, like, stand out more or, like, that sell more, you know, like a Mac Morris, like a Shaun White, like...
Yeah.
Those top guys are gonna sell like a lot for a brand.
Yeah.
But then I don't know, after like the podium, like if we talk in contests, like after the three first guys, you're not gonna remember like anyone.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're looking out from the outside, you're like, oh yeah, he won because he's the best. But then all the other guys, like you will never remember.
Because when I was young, I was looking at the forum videos. I'm like, fucking, I want the same camo pants that Yoni Malmi was rocking, you know? Yeah. I wonder if like some of the kids still go to the stores like, I want to buy the same goggles like fucking Arrow was riding at this one video clip, you know? I think
maybe
changed.
More through Instagram, I feel like, if you're rocking like a cool jacket or like you experienced it probably, of course.
Yeah.
Then people like ask like in the comments, oh, where can I get this jacket?
Yeah.
And but nowadays it's all like so fast. Like.
Yeah. I actually want to ask you like, where would you be without social media, without Instagram?
Probably nowhere, yeah. Probably still drinking, doing me, but having the job on the side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you feel like it just, that was that, like, that was your platform and outlet to be able to, like, showcase what you're doing, you know?
If that. Like, yeah, I think that was just, like, a fun, that was, I always liked filming, always liked doing, like, whatever, posting, and it's just so natural to me to just film, post, like, showing what I'm living, you know? Like it. I like doing it. I like making people laugh, like, because it's not fake, you know, like, we having a good time, like, what I'm posting is, like, what's really happening.
But it is, like, I mean, like, don't get me wrong at all, but I think it's one of the same things, like, before social media, there could be a really hot-looking chick working at Hooters, for example, and that would be it, you know?
Yeah.
But when the social media got really big, then suddenly they have, like, 200,000 followers, and they get a shit ton of money for promoting stuff. Uh-huh. And I think it's, like, that also gives a lot of freedom to the snowboarders that they're not too tied up on like filming a video part or doing good in a contest. They can still have a pro career, but just doing it on their own terms. And I think you are a really good example of that.
But the thing is with Instagram, like you're still like, you're not making money yourself with Instagram. You know, it's not like YouTube or like Twitch nowadays where people like pay you directly to you, you know, you still need brands to pay you. With Instagram, which like not every brand's gonna like pay you to snowboard, but like I feel like in different worlds with gaming, with like whatever, like vlogging, maybe I don't know, like everything else, like you can be your own boss. Like if you create good content, like people directly pay you, and like you don't need like any brands to support you.
Yeah.
So Instagram, of course, like it's fucking good, but like. It's hard to make money out of Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in a way, like with Instagram, you're making yourself more valuable to the people that you work with, kind of, you know, because you're giving them a platform to promote their stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like this really crooked way of thinking, you know, but it kind of is exactly the same thing as it used to be when filming a video part, you know, like a sponsor would pay the production company that they get the riders in the film and then they wear their stuff and ride their boards and people see the boards and want to go buy them.
Yeah.
So you're kind of doing that exact same thing, but you have your own platform that you can promote yourself and promote the brands.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
That was a good explanation on the whole situation, you know. Thank you.
I don't know. We're going deep.
Yeah. Probably to you, to a lot of people, like, snowboarding was a way to like to build up your confidence and kind of like find out like who you are kind of in a way. Because I feel like...
Yeah, I mean, of course, like when you like good at something, like it's like so much fun to do it because it's... You know you can do it, whatever.
Yeah, but it's a hard question. It's hard to explain it. I mean, like...
I probably would be like, I don't know, regular-ass dude that just has fun, like go party, probably work the week, go party on weekend.
Yeah. But like, what kind of values have you learned through snowboarding in life? I mean, it's like, what kind of, like, life lessons, for example? I don't know if that's the right word to say, but it's like... Because I mean, I didn't go to school. You probably didn't go to like.
Yeah, I went to. I did like gymnasium kind of thing.
Yeah, me too.
For like 5 years.
Yeah.
But then I never went to university or like whatever. Yeah. And now like I have my own brand and.
Yeah.
I don't think nowadays you have to go to school, to be successful.
Yeah.
I think you just got to do your own research on what you really like and like put 100%, and like. Believe in yourself as well, which is kind of cheesy to say, but I don't know. I didn't start being Young Dolly because I thought I was going to be a pro snowboarder, you know? It was just all me, all passion, all just...
So, like, to you, it wasn't a joke at first? Like, it was like...
I mean, of course, it's still a joke to me nowadays, you know? Yeah. But, I mean, who cares, like, if it's a joke or not? Yeah. Like, it's working and...
Yeah.
I'm still being me, and I'm living the best life I could live.
Yeah. So how do you feel when you see people like dressing up like you and just kind of like biting your style? How does it feel?
I mean, it's like it's a compliment, kind of. Yeah. You know. Then if they rock in this jacket, then I'm like, oh fuck, I can't rock this jacket anymore because he's like he's got the same kit as me. But that's why it's good to be a brand owner, because now I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna make a few samples for myself, and I can't wear the same stuff as everybody else, and I feel like. Then I feel like I'm normal again.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of stay ahead of the game.
So that's also one of your ways to kind of stand out from the crowd or from athletes.
Probably, yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, like with Nitro, we're having collab boards. Like, we have so many collabs coming out that's going to be fucking insane. And yeah, I'm just trying to, I don't know.
Yeah, it's actually pretty funny because I was talking to Reto Polterra yesterday, and I asked him if he knew you. I was like, "Yeah, of course, now no Young Dolly," and started laughing, kind of. I think that's always the reaction when people talk about you; they just get a smile, which is a good thing, you know. Like, what do you think about those guys, and how did they help you out on this journey so far?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are like probably like one they are the reason why I'm still like living in Lux nowadays and like why I enjoy it so much and why I love like living here, because like they build like something special for, they want to be like different and want to like push the freestyle sports and
So you think your road to get to this point would have been different if you were not in Lux and these guys didn't support you, or like were not there for you, kind
of? Yeah, I mean, I would, anyway, like, if they wouldn't support me, I would probably, like, still be in Lux, you know? Yeah. Like, there is no other way to go, kind of, in Europe right now.
Yeah.
If not, you go to Big Bear or, like, you go to, I don't know where, you know?
Yeah.
To, like, have fun and party and, have a place that's popping, you know, that's sick to go to.
Yeah. But I think the obvious direction for, like, for business people like them is to go to support the competitive side of snowboarding, like the Lux Open, for example, you know?
Yeah,
and then supporting you as well, I think that just shows that they actually care about the sport and the lifestyle. Mm-hmm.
But like people that watch the Lux Open are probably not the people that are gonna come to Lux and snowboard, actually, you know?
Yeah.
But like with the people I touch, like in like probably 50% of my followers are from the US, and like all they see is Lux, and they are like, wow, like what the fuck is Lux? Like I want to go there so bad, and it's like, you know, it's like this kind of dream to go there.
Yeah.
And like I feel like this is awesome.
Yeah.
This is like, it's way better than, I don't know. It's like you're selling a dream, you know, being here. Like.
Yeah.
When they see my story, is like you go snowboarding in the morning, then you with your friends all day, then you party, then you're here in the club, and then it's like this such like amazing, like, you know, day.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, you're not faking it. That's
like
the truth,
what
you know?
We do, like, almost, you know?
So how much longer can you keep doing this? I mean, like, yeah. I'm almost 40. I'm like, fuck it, I can just take this one drink and I'm done, you know? Like,
no, I mean, we've been slowing it down with COVID a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, you, at some point, you know, you got to take care of yourself and watch out a little bit with the drinking.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. When the homies are around, it's hard to, like, not drink.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. See you in the next episode. And in the meantime, do yourself a favor. Go snowboarding.